remember hanging tinsel from the Christmas tree? My brother said, don't eat that stuff. You'll get tinselitis.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Each year, as Christmas draws near, we ask the brightest people we know to put together a Christmas quiz. They always say no, so we do it ourselves. Well, today we present the fifth installment of our ever-popular Laugh Again Christmas quiz. Question 1. The third verse of Silent Night begins, A, in the meadow we can build a snowman, B, he's making a list of chicken and rice, or C, Silent Night, Holy Night, Son of God loves pure light. Well, I think you know the answer. Son of God loves pure light. On to question 2. Who was Roman emperor when Jesus was born? A, was it Caesar Augustus, B, Herod the Great, or C, Bob the Mediocre? The answer? Caesar Augustus. Herod the Great was king of Judea. Bob the Mediocre was what we called a great uncle I had on my mother's side. By the way, isn't it great to read the Bible and realize these are historical characters? There's great archaeological evidence for them. Question 3. Which animal does the Bible say was present at Jesus' birth? A, goats, lots and lots of goats? B, the cattle which were lowing? Or C, sheep and cows? Well, it's none of the above. Luke says that Jesus was laid in a manger and visited by shepherds, but there's no mention of animals, though there must have been some there. Question 4. What family tradition did U.S. President Franklin Roosevelt perform each Christmas Eve? A, decking the halls with boughs of holly? B, plucking the feathers of the Christmas turkey? Or C, reading the pages of A Christmas Carol and acting out the parts? That is the one, C. Number 5. What televised event occurred December 24, 1968? A, a monkey played White Christmas on a pipe organ on Parliament Hill? B, a news camera caught Santa's sleigh as it landed on my house? Or C, the crew of Apollo 8 celebrated Christmas Eve by reading from the first chapter of the book of Genesis? And C is the answer again. Question 6. What historic event heightened holiday spirits in Berlin back in 1989? Was it A, the Wiener Schnitzel Parade? Or B, the fall of the Berlin Wall? Or C, the building of the world's largest snowman? I know we all enjoy a good Wiener Schnitzel Parade, but the answer is B, the fall of the Berlin Wall, which was the guarded concrete barrier that divided Berlin for 28 years. Final question, number 7. The date of Christ's birth is noted in which book of the Bible? Is it A, Matthew, B, Romans, C, 2nd Festivus, or D, none? The answer, none. The Bible never mentions a specific date for the Nativity. Many scholars believe the actual date of Christ's birth was sometime in the spring. In 320 AD, church leaders were debating the proper date to celebrate the birth of Jesus. Since pagans were already exalting deities with some parallels to the true deity, they decided to seize the date and introduce a new festival. Christmas was first celebrated December 25th, 336. St. Augustine said, "We hold this day holy, not like the pagans because of the birth of the sun, but because of him who made it. God loves to redeem broken things. It's why he sent his son to this broken world, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life." And now let's tally those scores. If you got less than 3 right, dunk your head in a snowbank. If you got 6 or 7 right, you are a certified Laugh Again Christmas know-it-all.
Ever get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.